Who wants to go and steal me? I mean, who wants to go get me a glass of Dago Red?
No way, man. Auntie Penny will kill me.
No,
she'll
she won't.
She'll spank my bottom.
No, she won't.
She'll do more than that. She grabbed my ear one time and tore it off. And then made head cheese out of it.
Yeah, that was pretty good head cheese there. I need a little dippity-doo. Jeffrey, I'll let you keep those matches you stole from me if you go and get me some wine, you little weasel.
Okay, I'll go get it. Matches, oh boy, burn the school down, no more school.
Mamma mia, that kid's gonna be a criminal or a priest when he grows up. He's one crazy kid, boinging all over.
Here's your wine, Uncle Bruno.
Huh? Oh, thanks, that was quick. Now give me those matches, you little sneak.
Hey, you promised.
I lied, okay? Okay. What story you want to hear, Jeffrey, huh?
Tell us the one about why dogs go around sniffing each other's butts.
Yeah, I want to hear that one. That's a good one. I like that story.
Okay, I like that one, too. Now, this is a true story. So you can go back and tell your teachers when you go back to school after Christmas vacation, okay? She'll believe this.
Not Mrs. Fritz.
Long time ago, the dogs used to have a huge worldwide Christmas party. This particular year, it was held in Amique. You know where Amique is, eh?
Is that the capital?
It was wonderful. Dogs came from all over the universe. Big ones, small ones, every kind of color.
There
was dancing and eating and partying day and night. On the last day of the celebration, they had a big banquet. All the dogs came dressed in their best clothes.
Did they have dog food?
When they came in, they had to check their butts in the butt check room.
Ooh.
So you could imagine over 5 million butts were checked in that night.
Must have been stinky, eh?
Well, all of a sudden, just when the grill Purina flambé was being served, a fire broke out in the kitchen.
Oh, a fire.
All the dogs made a mad dash for the door.
Go.
In all that confusion to get out the door, they all ran by the butt check room and grabbed any old butt that was handy. And after all these years, dogs have been roaming around the neighborhoods of the world, sniffing each other's butts, hoping one day to find their own butthole.
Wiener dogs, too.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, another mystery of the universe solved.
Yeah.
But did they have wiener dogs there?
I don't mind.
Uncle Bruno, will you tell us that story about that big 1,000-pound fat lady that sat on you in the Royal
Hey, will you tell us about how you puked on Main Street in Ishpeming?
He does it all the time.